It is Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month. Our friend is here. Bill Lockwood is here. He is in the house. Well, not really in the house. He is in the house by way of radio. Bill is a pastor, teacher, and just all around good guy. Bill Lockwood teaches on the Constitution at a juvenile detention center in Wichita Falls, Texas. He preaches at Owl Park Church of Christ. He is the host of the radio show American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. He blogs at his website, patriotsforliberty.com. Patriots, number four, forliberty.com. And that police officer, police captain, was out of San Antonio, Texas, one that committed suicide after being exposed as cheating on Ashley Madison website. Bill, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jesse. Good to talk to you again.
You too. Always good to have you here, Bill. But do you first, I want to ask, you're familiar with this Ashley Madison story, right?
I am familiar with it. Not as much as some of the other stories, but I've heard somewhat about it.
Should the cheaters who have been exposed by the hackers be allowed to now sue Ashley Madison for their information getting out?
You know, my opinion is no. I think we're such a litigious society. We just sue on every count, and when people put themselves out there like that, you know what? They expose themselves to danger. And what I really am concerned about is the lack of personal integrity.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing this in the in the political arena. I've heard Democratic strategists argue it doesn't make any difference about Hillary Clinton's personal integrity. It doesn't make any difference about whether she lied on this or that. We just care about her policies. I thought, how are we separating personal integrity from people's public performance and job performance? I don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't even want a friend who lacked character. I definitely don't want the government working for me and knowing that they lack character. You can't trust them.
No. Why would we trust people who, if they are not even faithful in their home and have integrity and character in their home to the vows that they've given to their spouses and to the families, why would we expect them to be faithful to vows they've given to strangers, complete strangers such as us?
I don't know if you noticed, but I have noticed since Obama's, this started with Bill Clinton and his stuff he was doing in the White House and all that stuff happened while he was president. But under Barack Obama, my producer's telling me it goes way back to JFK. But under Barack Obama, I noticed that the whole country, and not every person in the country, of course, but the whole country seemed to be demoralized in that we seem to be accepting things that are wrong, whereas prior to Obama, we would never have accepted. We got the inmates running the insane asylum today under Barack Obama. To me, that's amazing.
It is an amazing and very sad commentary on America. And we seem to have the lack of will to change things and to take us back to a society in which we have Christian virtue that would be at the centerpiece of it, and the Christian American family home. Well, we just don't seem to have the integrity as a whole people or individuals. And we certainly don't have the will to stop all of this onslaught that Obama's bringing to America. You know, just the lack of border control and the lack, it goes on and on and on. But yeah, we are lacking personal integrity, and I think that's where it begins, Jesse, in the home, personal, private character and integrity.
I often wonder, what do Barack and Michelle say at night when they look they look back and they see how they have demoralized this country like no one else? Everything that's evil now is out in the forefront, and they're celebrating it. Homosexuality, so-called same-sex marriage, Bruce Jenner, LGBT, whatever T. The country is weaker. We're not respected around the world. Cheaters, just everything is happening. I wonder, do they think to themselves, you know what, honey, we really have done a good job, huh? We should be proud. God is happy with us.
Well, I don't know that they'd say God is happy with us, but I think they feel that they're very, very successful. He did promise the fundamental transformation of America, and he lied and cheated. And to do that, even lying about his position on marriage between two men and whether it's a man and a woman, he lied on that. That's what his David Axelrod has said.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has done all of this misdirection purposefully in order to get us to these kinds of points where we are.
I want to talk to you about Trump, Obama bringing thousands of Syrian refugees to North Dakota and other issues. What are your thoughts on Trump at this point?
You know what? I appreciate Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I cannot help but appreciate, you know, and I've got to say, I hear people like Lindsey Graham out there just saying, you know what, they think it's stupid and blah, blah, blah. This is what Americans have been saying for as long as I can recall, as long as I can remember, secure the border.
Yep.
But we have had no will to do it, and he's the only one who will bring it to the forefront. And, you know, I want to add something here. I thought this was really good. I heard this from Wayne Allen Root in Las Vegas, and I had him on the radio show here, and he said, you know what, if we accept all of the illegals who are here and give them a status of staying here or whatever you might call it, he says we ought to agree, so we'll compromise. We'll let them stay, never allowed to vote, and never allowed to participate in any federal program. And I thought, well, that might be a good compromise. If the Lindsey Grahams of the world insist upon allowing them to stay, they say, well, it's impossible to deport 11 to 20 million illegals back to south of the border. All right, then deny them citizenship forever and deny them federal programs and federal money forever. I bet a lot of them would self-deport.
They would. I'm glad that Lindsey Graham is out there saying that or saying those things, because all he's doing is making the people go toward Trump. Because that's not what the American people want. They do not want the illegals here. So I hope he continues that until election time.
I do, too. You know, he said, I heard him say this morning, as a matter of fact, on Fox and Friends, he said, you know, I understand that people are angry. Well, we're not just angry or not just upset, but we're angry at the politicians who have continued to swindle us on this particular issue.
Yeah.
If we don't have a border, then we don't have integrity in the country. If we don't have a country, then we just might as well hang it up.
Last Friday night, Trump spoke in Mobile, Alabama, I believe it was, and he drew over 30,000 people. And thus far, he's the only one on the Democrat or the Republican side who has done that.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, the Republican establishment continues to attack him. They continue to go after him and just assault him in every which way they can. But, you know, Donald Trump is right on target. He knows what is hurting America, not only with the border issue, but also the fact that we have broken down our barriers in trade, and we've now subsidized China, and you know, for their fiscal growth for many, many years. And he said we need to uncouple from China. He's been saying that for a long time, and it's exactly what constitutional conservatives such as myself has been saying.
Yeah.
Why link us to foreign nations like this?
I saw a report last night where Obama's going to be bringing the Pope to the country and celebrating, and also the president of China, I believe, and giving them a fine dinner. And Trump was asked, would you serve the president of China a nice dinner? He said, no, I would give him a hamburger from McDonald's or somewhere.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He said, I may throw some cheese on it or something, but that's it.
Well, nice fattening burger, huh? Well, you know what? This is unconfirmed, but I did hear a report that said they're already talking, even the Pope now is even talking about having a one-world currency. And that, of course, has been the design of the one-worlders for a long, long time. It's been on the drawing board for about 2020. But I think Obama sees that the Republican establishment is not going to stand in his way. They're not going to roadblock him. They're not going to stop him. And I think they're just going to steamroll on through with it. So I'm kind of curious as to whether that is the fact or not.
888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Bill Lockwood is here. Back in a moment. Time for a good time.
about work. Sun going down, head across town, pick up my baby and turn it around. Good time. Oh, I need a good time. I've been working all weekend, I'm tired, I don't want to sleep, and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Hey! For every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know.
Bill Lockwood is here, one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven, is with us. Bill, as far as the president candidates, do you have a favorite at this point, or is it just Trump?
Well, you know, I do appreciate a lot of them. I like Ted Cruz probably as much as anyone, or perhaps favor him more than others. But I do have to take my hats off to Trump for bringing to the attention of the American people a lot of these issues that have really been on the plate for conservatives for a long time. The border, and then the immigration policies there, and then also China and our trade policies. And I think he is right on target on that material. And I do appreciate him. And I do appreciate the fact that he won't let people steamroll him. He has a lot of vitality there, and I like that.
Me too. So what is it that you like about Cruz?
You know, I do like Ted Cruz, that he has been constitutional. He has stood up in Congress and on different issues in the Senate, you know, and filibustered on behalf of American people. So I appreciate him on that, especially regarding Obamacare. You know what? When Obamacare was trying to be crammed through, Ted Cruz was the sole voice in the Senate, and he knew that he was going to suffer political fallout for it. To say, no, we've got to stop it, and we've got to stop it now. Well, now, look what. We don't even hear it talked about as being repealed, hardly. I mean, Carly Fiorina, and by the way, I do appreciate what she's had to say. She's had a lot of great things to say, and I haven't disagreed with anything, matter of fact, that I've heard her mention on the political stump. So, but I do appreciate Cruz on those particular points.
Where does he stand on the border, do you know, the border issue?
I think that as far as I know, I think he's weaker than Trump on the border, but I'm not certain about that. I have not vetted him carefully on the border issue, but I appreciate Trump on the border. I just think I think, matter of fact, the border is probably the number one issue.
It is.
Facing America, besides the Muslim repatriation and refugee program that the UN's cramming in here, and the fundamental transformation of America.
Right.
So,
One last point, I think, about the candidates, the people running for president. Bush, how do you see him, Jed?
I don't care for Bush at all. I think here is an establishment man. He, for one thing, his stand on the border is absolutely misguided.
Yeah.
And I think when his brother was in the office, his brother tried to push through an amnesty program. They didn't want to call it that, but that's what it
sure
was.
Sure did.
And the American people rose up with one voice and said no, and he could not get it done. Jeb is saying the same thing. Plus, he is a big Common Core fan. I just think, what has happened to the Republicans and the conservatives? I mean, when Reagan ran, he said, we're going to get rid of the Department of Education, and he was unable to do it. Now, Jeb Bush says not only we're not going to get rid of it, we're going to strengthen it and make a common core curriculum for all Americans. I just think, that is not conservative. There's no conservative principle about that.
Is Bush being for the border, is that because he's married to a Hispanic woman?
I don't know whether that's the reason why. I do think that the establishment Republicans, starting with his brother and father, have been very, very soft on it also. And the reason, I think, is simply because that they think that they're going to ingratiate themselves to the Hispanic community, which is never going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Is it true that they are globalists, you know, one world order people?
I believe so. I believe they are, Jesse. I believe they're globalists. I believe they march to the beat of the United Nations and the orders that come down from there, not much different than Barack Hussein Obama.
Amazing. I want to get to what's going on with the Syrian refugees coming in. Can you explain that to the people?
Well, you know, Syria, of course, has hundreds of thousands of people in. They're trying to escape the country and leave. And, of course, the liberal establishment will tell us, you know, we need to help them out here. But through the United Nations have given us dictates and say that we need to colonize 100,000. And Barack Obama's promised to colonize almost 100,000 Syrian, and almost 100% of them are Muslims, refugees, unvetted, mind you, into different cities in the United States. This is part of his fundamental transformation of America. It is also a signal point that no Christians are included in that number. They don't include Christians because they do not consider them to be in need of another home. But the United Nations wants Syrian Muslim refugees to be brought to the United States, and they're doing so in huge, huge numbers, and Obama is putting them in different places. And this has gone under the radar, Jesse. It's just a very frightening thing because not many people are talking about it.
I hadn't even heard about this until I was going over the program with my producer, the show with my producer. He mentioned that this is one of the things you'll be talking about. So you're saying that they are bringing in Syrian Muslim refugees, but not Syrian Christian refugees.
That's correct. The United Nations insists that these Muslims, they are being forced out of Syria, and that we, America, needs to have an open border for them. So the open border is not simply with Mexico, but 100,000, almost, I think it's 90,000 Syrian Muslim, and they're unvetted, Jesse. They're not vetted. They're Syrian Muslim refugees coming to the United States, and they're being put into cities such as, for example, Fargo, North Dakota. You know, there's a CEO of the Lutheran Social Services there named Jessica Thomason, and she says, this is the organization that's facilitating the settlements. She says this year has seen about a 10% increase in the number of refugees, and they have to find housing, furnishings, public assistance. They'll be on welfare. Now, today in North Dakota, Islam is the second largest religion. They're bringing them in by the plane load, by the bus load, however you want to put it, by the boat load, and they're putting them there.
Wow.
And this is in the wake of FBI Director James Comey telling the U.S. Security Committee of the House, he says, it's impossible to screen out the lone wolves, operatives, and sleepers that are already being recruited in the United States. Well, why then in the world is his boss, Obama, bringing 100,000 more of them in here?
How long has this been going on, Bill?
This is going on all year long. Matter of fact, this year this has been going on for a long time, but this actually started way back, I guess, about 10 years ago, where the United Nations has been calling for the United States to accept refugees from Middle Eastern countries. So right now we are facing a horrific onslaught, and that's how Obama is fundamentally transforming America.
And how do we know that they are weeding out the Christians and only bringing in the Muslims?
Well, that is one of the reports that the United Nations has stated. You know, they're not interested in the Christian people there. Here's another thing. Remember that German family from Germany that came over here, that Christian family? Boy, Obama administration, they wanted to get rid of them. They wanted to homeschool their kids. Boy, we just can't have this kind of thing. Oh, we just don't want these kind of... They were Christian people. They wanted to homeschool their kids, and boy, that is taboo with Obama. And they worked tirelessly to get rid of them. I don't know where that case stands now. But that's on one side. Then on the other side, he says, you're bringing these Muslims in here, and you're going to shut up and take it.
That's amazing. And the Christians, their lives are at risk in Syria as well, right?
Right, right. And well, so not only in Syria. Yeah.
Go ahead. Not only in Syria.
Well, I was just going to say, in Egypt, we have them in Egypt. We have a slaughtering of Christians in Egypt and other places where Muslim populations in Africa and other countries of Africa, where Muslim populations dominate and slaughter Christians. You don't hear any statement from the administration to say, well, we need to bring these Christians over here. Now, I'm not suggesting that that's what ought to be done, but I'm simply saying that to have so tilted on one side shows us That's exactly what Obama's about.
Back in a moment, folks.
I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
Okay, folks, moving right along. I am Destin Lee Peterson. Thank you so much for being with me. In the second hour today, we're going to be talking to Nap Nosworth of ChristianPost.com. And he says that Trump is not going to win. Trump cannot and will not become the next president of this great nation. We're going to be talking to him for a few minutes about that coming up in the next hour. And speaking of Trump, Trump reignites Megyn Kelly feud with a bimbo tweet. Fox News anchor, this is what Trump tweeted out. Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly returned Monday night to host the Kelly File following a 10-day vacation. Trump tweeted, the bimbo's back in town. I hope not for long. I hope not for long. I like the Kelly File much better without Megyn Kelly. Perhaps she should take another 11-day unscheduled vacation. That's according to The Hill. The bimbo's tweet from Donald Trump. He's on Megyn Kelly. 888-775-3773. Bill Lockwood is here. Pastor Bill Lockwood to people like Mays. Bill, before we get back into the discussion, tell folks how to listen to your radio show, read your blogs, and get to your blogs, and get to your website and all the good stuff.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jesse. You know, we've changed the website address. It used to be patriotsforliberty.com, but now that is no longer where I blog. We've aligned it with the radio program, so the new blog site is AmericanLibertyWithBillLockwood.com. AmericanLibertyWithBillLockwood.com, and I appreciate your articles that we're able to post on there as well.
So thank you.
That's the website. And then the radio show is the same, American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. And it is out of Wichita Falls on News Talk 1290. That will be at 11 o'clock on Saturdays, 11 a.m. And then on Sundays at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it is in Abilene as well as in Lubbock, Texas. In Lubbock, it's on KFYO 790 a.m. And in Abilene, it's on 1440 a.m. So those are all a.m. stations.
Very good show. I highly recommend people listen. You get some really, really good guests and very informative guests as well.
Well, I appreciate it. You know what? And you've been one of the highlights of my show, having you on there. I tell you, we've had a lot of good guests, and you've really made that show sparkle in my view. So thank you for your help. But, you know, I've really struggled to try to find good guests, and just voices such as yourself that need to be heard. And I think that we're trying to fill in a spot here in America and really trying to emphasize the Christian culture that we should have.
Yeah.
And what to which we're really calling ourselves back.
What do you think of Trump dealing with Megyn Kelly from Fox News in the manner that he is?
I don't. Well, he's not making any friends that way. I don't know. I don't know what that one's about. I don't appreciate you know what? I like Megyn Kelly, actually. I mean, I like what she's had to say, and I think I appreciate her more than I do the one who's the top-rated one there, and that's Bill O'Reilly. I think Megyn Kelly is a lot more incisive and a lot better, but I don't know whether it's over the anchor baby issue or whatever, how he's talked about it.
It might be the fact that he was so surprised how she attacked them, in his opinion, during that first debate.
Well, that's true. Now, she did do that, and I was very disappointed. I felt like at the very outset, I thought, well, what happened here? Did the Republican establishment write
right.
these questions?
Yeah.
What in the world? What difference does it make? You know, I mean, let's just talk about the issues. But they wanted to kind of smoke him out there, and I just didn't like that.
It didn't work.
No, it did not work. Well, people are disgusted in America with the lack of Republican leadership.
You know what it is, Bill?
It is.
Trump,
the fear.
Yeah, it is. Trump is a real man, and we haven't seen a real man in action in a public way, in the way that we see Trump.
I agree with you on that. I do. I just think that he, you know, the other day he said, you know, I'm not even going to take donations. He had people offering him millions of dollars. He said, no, because I don't want to be beholden to you.
Yeah, he says there's a string attached to it. I don't want it.
Right. I have one more suggestion for him. I said, you know what, when George Washington was president, George Washington did not receive pay. And he said, you know, all during his days of as the commander-in-chief either. He said, no.
Right.
He's serving his country. I thought, you know what, Trump is able to do it. Not many people can. I think if Trump says, you know what, I'll forego any salary as a president, I bet they'll put him in office tomorrow.
Oh, they would. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I want to ask concerning the Syrian refugees, who chooses where these refugees end up and why?
Well, as far as I'm able to tell, it is the Obama's State Department that's doing so. The State Department seems to be the head of it, and they have, for example, they've been the ones who have, since 1991, actually, been importing Muslim Somalis at the rate of 5 to 12,000 per year. That was the people from Somalia. Now, of course, they're including the Syrian refugees. So the State Department, which, of course, has always been probably the most liberal bastion, communist bastion for many, many years, that's exactly who's responsible for it. So, but they have incorporated also or brought into their umbrella different local agencies, such as the one that I mentioned a few moments ago, where we have a Lutheran agency that was involved in it as well. And Jessica Thomason, CEO of the Lutheran Social Services of North Dakota. So they just use these organizations to as emissaries for the government to bring them into the country. By the way, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, we not only have had the FBI director warning us about lone wolf attacks and we cannot stop them, we've also had a United States attorney by the name of Andrew Lugar. He admitted publicly back in April, on April 20th, he admitted publicly that the recruiting of terrorists to join the ISIS jihadist army in Syria poses a significant problem in the United States among Muslim refugees. Now, here's a United States attorney, and he's saying that's a problem because we have these ISIS fighters now coming into the United States in the refugee United Nations refugee program. So the United Nations, via the State Department, and Obama, of course, is all on board for this, bringing them into the United States, and that is a problem, says the United States attorney.
Amazing.
So why is that not the case, that Obama is violating federal law, trying to overturn the very fabric of our country and destroy it? Why is he not in violation of federal law on that particular thing?
He's black, Bill. He can get away with anything.
I guess that's
he has
answer.
Gotten away with anything that he wanted to do. When I come back, we're going to go straight to the phones, Bill. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment, folks. Okay, folks, moving right along. Pastor Bill Lockwood is here, my friend, good friend. I love the folks over in Wichita Falls, Texas. If you guys are ever in that area, stop by. It is amazing. Bill, let's go out to Rosemont, California, and talk to Gary. Gary, good morning. You're on with Bill Lotwood.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, Gary.
Gentlemen.
Morning.
How are you guys today?
Good.
Very good.
All right. Bill, you made a comment about the currency, about the one world currency.
Yes, sir.
Can you elaborate on that?
Do I have what now?
Can you elaborate on that?
Can you elaborate?
One world currency.
Yeah, you know, the yes, sir, Gary, thank you for asking on that. For a long time, the different world bankers, such as the World Bank itself, have had on the drawing board a one-world currency called SDRs, which is special drawing rights. And so the euro was a template by which they wanted, to follow. And so that's exactly what they're driving toward, and we're seeing a collapse of our own economy in some ways, and the merging of our economy with other nations, and that is what these one-worlders have in mind, the SDR, Special Drawing Rights, set up by the World Bank.
Okay, now, are you familiar with Revelation 13:17?
I am.
It states that no one may buy or sell except who has the mark of the beast or the name.
Right. Well, Gary, I appreciate you bringing the Bible into it, but in my view, Revelation 13 and verse 17 was a reference to the people at that time and the Roman Empire, and particularly the Jewish nation that was the persecution that they faced in the first century, and does not refer to the 20th century. But I understand that.
Wait a minute.
That's the idea, yeah.
Okay, but that's not true. That was only this. If you listen to the chapter, it says that no one will buy or exchange. Back then, they had gold currency.
Mm-hmm, right.
You follow me? Now.
Yes, sir.
Now we have, fiat dollars.
Right.
And anybody can exchange a fiat dollar. With anyone, the government knowing. But now they have cryptocurrency. Are you familiar with cryptocurrency?
Right.
The main cryptocurrency is called Bitcoin. That's the money of the future. And right now, our government and all governments around the world are trying to shut cryptocurrency down, but they can't because it's decentralized.
Yeah. Well, I would just simply say this, Gary. You know, I think you're right on target regarding the one world currency. However, I don't believe Revelation refers to it. You know, seven times in Revelation 1:1-3 and chapter 22:6-10, John tells us that these things are shortly to come to pass, near at hand, and will happen very speedily. And referring to the time of that day and of that age, and the persecution that first-century Christians were facing. But I think in principle, the same type of thing might be involved.
Hey, Gary, before I let you go,
yes.
How can you tell when you're in a black community?
Repeat that again?
How can you tell when you're in a black community?
How can I tell when I'm in a black community?
Yes.
If the lights are on, I can see. So any community could be black if the lights are out.
I can tell you a better way. The iron bars on the houses.
Oh.
Thank you, Gary.
You know.
Thank you, buddy.
There's another chapter in the scripture where it has 1 Samuel, but I don't know the exact verse. But anyway, it says that man judges the outer appearance, but my Father judges the heart.
Uh-huh.
Right, and that's exactly what you're doing, Jesse. You're judging outer appearance. You're judging people. You're judging people.
Did you know that the bars are on the houses because blacks are breaking into other blacks' homes. White people do not break into black people's homes. Did you know white people do not break into the home of black people? That's an insult.
No, but they put their 40 inches in their mule, didn't they?
Whatever.
That's a bigger insult.
Thank you, Gary. Isn't that something that white people do not break into the homes of black people? Only black people break in.
Yeah, that is an amazing fact. You know,
that's an insult. I'm gonna tell white people, break into my house. I have some good.
Well, you know what? What you're saying is exactly right. It's a very, very sad situation in the black community, and we're going in the wrong direction right now. I mean, we are stirring up from the bottom.
I know. It's amazing. Let's go to Curtis out of Virginia. Curtis, good morning, sir. You're on with Bill Lockwood.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Bill,
good morning, Curtis.
I had you on streaming a few minutes ago, and the more you talk, the anger I got, and I thought I may need to come in and have a talk with Jesse for counseling because of the anger I was feeling. But on a serious note, this guy, I mean, I'm talking about the president, is not supporting the Constitution or his oath of office. He is not protecting us from our enemies within and without.
Yeah.
Is that considered treason?
Right.
That is considered treason in my mind. Then why is the GOP or the DNC, we know the DNC is not going to do anything, but why is the GOP allow this man commit treason and destroy the fabric of the country?
Hold on, Curtis. Let me take a break. Bill, when I come back, you can respond to that. Back in a moment.
Highway, stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I...
When we're all alone, dear, and I'm in your arms, are you teasing me?
When you're telling me
quick reminder, my brand new book, The Antidote, will be released November 24th. But you can pre-order The Antidote today. Healing American from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. It is a book that I've been wanting to write for the last 25 years. It wasn't time. Now is the time. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood, The Antidote. You can pre-order by going to my website, bondinfo.org, or worldnetdaily.com, WND.com. We have 2 more hours to go. I want to go quickly back to the phones. Bill, how do you respond to Curtis?
You know, I feel exactly as Curtis does. And when I go over this material and refresh my mind on it, it makes me very, very angry. The cause of it is, number one, the lack of willpower and a lack of Republican backbone. There is, however, I want to say, a House bill that has been introduced that to suspend that Muslim repatriation, and that is H.R. 3314. It's sponsored by Bruce Babin, a Republican out of Texas. And he has introduced the bill because this is happening at an alarming pace. But Curtis's point is well taken, and it angers me, it saddens me, it disgusts me that we're going down this track. And the United States Code is very clear that any person who wants to overthrow or knowingly organizes for the overthrow of the United States shall himself be imprisoned or fined. Why is Obama not himself, because of this, subject to such penal code as that? That's Section 18 of the U.S. Code. So that is something that's taking place, and we ought to do something about it. And
Curtis, that might, if we had someone like Trump in charge, then that might happen. But because Barack Obama is black, these Republicans are just afraid. They're not going to do anything. And they may even agree with Obama to some point, but they're not going to do it because he's black. And they're afraid to be called racist.
But Jesse, there's a deeper issue here, I think. Deeper issue is that character, because if you was overcome that fear, because you know your country is being destroyed, you know your children and grandchildren will suffer because of this situation, then that will give you backbone to stand up to this man. That's my point.
I understand. Okay? I totally understand. Let your anger go now and go to bed.
Bye.
Bill, it's been a joy. Tell your website again.
The website is AmericanLibertyWithBillLockwood.com. And I tell you what, Curtis's statement was a great one to end on, wasn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely was. God bless you, my friend, and thank you for coming on.
All right, you too. God bless you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, folks, two more hours to go. Back in a moment.
I did something that I wasn't really proud of.